Exercise number 6, voiceless fricatives exercise. Fricatives are sounds made by forcing the breath through a narrow opening. The 5 voiceless fricatives are f, th, s, sh, and h. Since we've already done h with ha, he, he, ho, hu, we'll focus on the other 4. Starting with the f sound, the top front teeth are placed on the lower lip with enough pressure to force the air between the lip and the teeth. Too much pressure will stop the air from flowing. Too little, and there will be no fricative, just h aspiration. Practice this sound for a full breath. Take a deep breath using the diaphragm and make the f sound as you exhale for the entire breath. Keep the teeth in contact with the lower lip. Repeat this exercise 3 to 5 times. The th sound is made with the tongue tip placed between the upper and lower teeth. The air flows over the tongue through the teeth. Too much pressure will stop the air from flowing. Too little and there will be no fricative, just aspiration. You may hear a th, which means your tongue is not held against the teeth enough to sustain the fricative. Keep practicing to feel the right amount of pressure necessary to maintain the th sound. Practice this sound for a full breath. Take a deep breath using the diaphragm and make the th sound as you exhale for the entire breath. Keep the teeth in contact with the tongue. Repeat this exercise 3 to 5 times. The th will be substituted for the th sound in some dialects, and even by some Americans. The sounds are almost identical. However, I encourage you to differentiate between these 2 sounds by the tongue and teeth placement. We observe each other when we communicate and watch the mouths of the speaker to help identify the sounds and words that are being spoken. Therefore, I feel it's important to articulate these sounds correctly. The s sound is not always made the same way by speakers. Musculature of the tongue is based on genetic heredity, and many people spend much time learning how to make this sound with different tongue muscles. Listen carefully to this sound. Most people make this sound with the tongue tip placed behind, but not in contact with, the upper front teeth, and the back of the tongue in contact with the back upper teeth. Keep the upper and lower front teeth close together. The s is produced with the breath or air stream released against the upper front teeth. It is a sibilant or hissing sound. It's not as important how you make this sound as long as it sounds like a hiss and not a whistle, s or th. Practice this sound for a full breath. Take a deep breath using the diaphragm and make the s sound as you exhale for the entire breath. You can move the tongue around and notice the difference in the sound till you find the proper position for your tongue to make the s sound. Once you've located the right placement for your tongue, repeat this exercise 3 to 5 times. The final voiceless fricative is the sh sound, the universal sound for be quiet, sh. The teeth are brought almost together with the back of the tongue tensed, and the sides of the tongue remain touching the upper teeth. A stream of air is sent through a broad groove down the center of the tongue. It hits the cutting edge of the front teeth and, like the s, is a sibilant sound. Practice this sound for a full breath. Take a deep breath using the diaphragm and make the sh sound as you exhale for the entire breath. Shh. Repeat this exercise 3 to 5 times.